The following program is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRV Radio, its management, or staff. This is Rhode Island's longest-running financial talk show, Money Talk with Don Soa. With market insights and so much more, talk to Don now at 437-5000 or 1-888-345-0790. This is Money Talk with Don Soa.
And we welcome you to a brand new week here on the Money Talk program. I am Don Soa. You're listening to AM 790, your home of talking business. And we're taking your calls here during the course of this hour. The local number is 437-5000. And the toll-free number, if you're outside the immediate area, is 888-345-0790. If you are in a safe place. It's funny, I know a number of police officers who on occasion will listen into the show, and they'll say, hey, Don, please do me a favor. Don't encourage people who might be driving on the Wampanoag Trail or on 95 or 295 to pick up their cell phone and try to dial in or punch in their numbers to chat with you while they're driving. And I said, you know, I agree with that. We want all of our listeners to get home safely. So if you are pulled over, if you're at a safe place, if you haven't left your current location, or if you've already arrived at your destination, feel free to give us a call again locally, 437-5000, and 888-345-0790. If you have to get back on the road and you really don't have time to chat with me, just call our producer. He's a good guy. He won't yell at you or anything, but give him the question. He'll plug it into my screen here, and I will address it quickly. And if you are in a safe place, let him know that. Let him know that you are ready to chat, and we will be happy to have a conversation with you that may help you to make some really good, hopefully good financial decisions. A lot of the callers over the history of this program going back to 1991, the questions that they ask reflect things they've heard, opinions that have been offered by a family member or something that they heard on TV or radio that they thought was really interesting, and they really just wanted to know if it was true or perhaps take the philosophy being expressed and apply it to their own situation. Does this apply to me? Is this something I should be doing, something I should be looking at? Well, we get that. We certainly understand that, and we also know that people have called up here, called up the Money Talk. You know, they go online and Google the Money Talk program or Soa Financial. That's the hosts of the show. And you'll get the website, and there's you click on Money Talk, and you can come right in and actually leave a question for us, if you like. And we look at it regularly, and we're happy to add your questions to our list of topics that we come up with here on the program. The Dow Jones ended, boy, I'll tell you, this is getting to be an old, broken record now. It's a mixed market, and mixed as big tech companies retreated a little bit. Now, there's this like we're seeing what they affectionately call sector rotation. So you'll have a period where the NASDAQ will have a bad day, and the blue chip stocks such as the Dow or maybe even the S&P on occasion will have a good day, or vice versa. We've seen negative days for the blue chips, and the tech sector like the NASDAQ did very, very well. Well, today was the case where the Dow did well, the S&P was sort of flat. And, of course, the NASDAQ was negative. The 30-stock index that makes up the Dow rose 60 points. Boeing and Chevron contributed probably the most to that gain. Boeing shares rose after the company said that it expects a record number of aircraft orders from India. Now, the announcement came about a week after better-than-expected quarterly earnings. So this just sort of says, okay, not only have they done well looking back, but with big orders from big countries, growing economies, growing democracies like India, their outlook for future earnings is pretty solid, I guess. The S&P 500, as I did mention, slipped slightly, about 0.07%. I'll say that's flat. Materials lagged a bit, and the NASDAQ lost 0.42% as large-cap tech stocks like Facebook and Alphabet, which is the parent of Google, had a bit of a pullback. Now, keep in mind, after an extraordinary year like we've had, a pullback, especially in the FANG stocks like Facebook, Alphabet, Netflix, Google, shouldn't surprise anybody, I would suppose. A little bit of profit-taking, possibly. Now, what's driving this market in the short term seems to be earnings, though. Chief Investment Officer over at Deltek International, names Atul Lili. Never heard of the gentleman, but I mean, he must know what he's talking about. Earnings are being driven by the recent economic expansion, which we think still has some room to run. So he, I guess he thinks earnings will continue to improve. That means that the market still has some upside potential. Now, this earnings season has largely provided positive surprises for investors. 73% of the S&P 500 companies, which are the largest 500 in the U.S., publicly traded companies, 73% of those companies that have reported as of Friday had actually topped estimates on both the top and bottom lines, according to data from FactSet. Now, when we say top and bottom line, what that means is top line is revenue. Now, there's lots of money. They're selling lots of stuff, lots of goods and services, lots of cash coming in, cash flow. Pretty good stuff. That's what we want. That's what you want to see. Now, bottom line is not unimportant because you could have a year where cash flow didn't improve, but if the company, through various mechanisms, were able to reduce expenses, in some cases that means reducing payroll, unfortunately, but there's lots of different ways that they can bring down their costs. If revenue stays about the same or only goes down slightly, but they're able to bring down their costs quite a bit, their bottom line net profit may improve. You may see beating the estimates on the bottom line. But that's why analysts like to look at top and bottom line. They want to see, well, hopefully they're being both of them, top and bottom line, are being driven by demand. Yes, they want to see efficiencies, but demand. Now, these results, along with some stabilizing pricing for oil, for example, and persistently subdued sovereign bond yields, which is the bonds issued by countries, they've allowed the stock market to actually keep notching record highs. According to Peter Cardello, he's with First Standard Financial, we keep seeing political and geopolitical tension creeping up, and the market seems to be taking it in stride, according to Cardello. It's sort of like comfortably climbing a wall of worry is the phrase that you sometimes hear. And we understand that. The ability of the market to actually continue moving higher when there's a lot of negative, potentially negative news, that's a pretty strong indicator of how strong the market actually is. One of those areas of tension is North Korea. They tested another of those darn intercontinental ballistic missiles last week, which landed in the Sea of Japan. Now, that certainly raised concerns that more parts of the United States could be at risk from an attack in a shorter period of time than we had estimated, I guess. In the meantime, Washington, the White House, saw a major shakeup after General John Kelly replaced Reince Priebus as President Trump's chief of staff. That officially happened today. Equities reached record highs last week, but some strategists say that the technical backdrop for stocks shows investors are at very least getting somewhat cautious, which is not a bad thing. And the markets are entering a historically weaker period of time here as we get into the middle to the end of the summer months. There's a lot less trade volume taking place, and that could create some volatility. It's sometimes they even refer to this as the summer doldrums. But you see rising in, all of this happening, this particular market entering this period, seasonal period, accompanied by some rising investor optimism. Optimistic investors, how's that? That means they may be willing to spend some money. Now, historically, the period from August through October has been seen stocks struggling to some degree, and a period when corrections have tended to occur most often. Now, that doesn't mean they have to happen. It doesn't mean they're going to happen. It means that there are occasions when they do, and it's not that unusual. It's not totally unexpected. Up on the earnings docket for this week, we will see Apple, Mondelez, Yum Brands, which owns Kentucky Fried Chicken and Taco Bell, as well as Tesla, the car company, among others. Folks, I'm Don Sowa. You're listening to the Money Talk program here on AM 790, your home of talk and business. I'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
95 South is still backed up from Main Street and Pawtucket down to the 146 merge. They're still cleaning up a crash on 146 just before 95. Your stop there back to Branch Ave. The 610 East has a wait coming to 95 North going back to Atwells. And 195 West is packed from Broadway across Fox Point all the way into 95. You're also seeing intermittent stops on 95 North from Route 37 up to Route 10 and again from Thurber's Curve up to the Vets. I'm John Gapsa with your right now traffic.
Sponsored by TheraWorks. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid or TheraWorksRelief.com.
This is Amy from Moriarty's Fence, the Invisible Fence brand pet safety experts. The Invisible Fence brand works for all dogs, all breeds, all ages. We start training puppies as young as 10 to 12 weeks old, and we also keep cats safe at home, too. The key to our 27 years of success is our customer service and pet training support. Our installed outdoor safety solutions start as low as $7.99 and can be customized for your property. Call 800-225-0808 for a free design and pet consultation visit, or schedule online at MoriartysFence.com. At Moriarty's Fence, we work hard so you can rest easy knowing your pet is safe at home.
But it just makes sense.
And it's
invisible. It's the fence that makes sense. Get the invisible fence.
Moriarty's Fence, 800-225-0808. Keeping pets safe since 1986. Moriarty's Fence reminds you to support your local shelter, adopt, volunteer, donate.
This is your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini. Redfin is now a publicly traded company, but CEO Glenn Kelman says Redfin's major competitor isn't Zillow.
It's Century 21, it's REMAX, it's Keller Williams, it's these established brokerages that have been around for a long time. So it's going to be a tough fight, but we're in it for the long haul.
How does Kelman think Redfin can manage that?
Now what we're working on is these offers where you can generate it in a few clicks so that you get to the sale first and you buy the house before anyone else knows it's on the market. We're working on selling homes directly over our website. We're working on the mortgage business.
And Kelman says he doesn't think housing is in a bubble right now.
I know that prices are crazy. It freaks me out a little bit too, but I just don't see buyers in a position where they're stepping back, where they're getting nervous. Every time housing prices go up, they just try harder to get one.
And that's your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini.
There's absolutely nothing traditional about my small business. And when it comes to technology, I need someone who understands my unique needs. That's where my Dell Small Business Technology Advisor comes in. With one phone call, he sets me up with tailored products and services. And when my advisor is focused on my tech, I can focus on my small business.
Get end-to-end solutions with the help of a Dell Advisor, including PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This is Money Talk with Don Sowa, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And we welcome you back to the Money Talk program. You know, it's interesting. Given the average age of consumers and individuals, financial decision makers here in Southern New England, which is really the market that we serve, my colleagues, Donna Allard, Steve Beauvais, and myself, we're certified financial planner professionals. And the people we serve are, it's like you, it's friends and neighbors. And as diverse as New England is, we are an aging population. And I'm like, I even say to myself, I started out in my field back in my early 30s. And I said, well, you know, today my clients are more, I should say the other way around, I am more like my clients, the people. And I say my clients, I says, yes, that's the people that we serve professionally and privately. It's also all of you, the people who listen to the show. A great many of you have issues, questions, challenges that are all related to the fact that you're over 50 years old in many cases, approaching a time in your life where you have to make really critical decisions about money and about the decision, the professional decisions in your life, when potentially to retire. Back in March of this year, an outfit called Go Banking Rates, G-O Banking Rates, they did a survey. And according to that survey, more than half of all Americans will retire broke. I hope that's not true. I hope it's a badly taken survey. Unfortunately, I have a tendency to read lots of different surveys, and there's all varying versions of that, but the ultimate story is not a good one necessarily. Furthermore, the annual retirement savings survey found that 1 in 3, or about 34%, of those people who did respond to the survey said that they had really no money put away for their retirement years at this point. Now, if you're late to the retirement savings game, or you simply don't think you have perhaps enough money saved to live, well, what we sometimes refer to as the American dream, living it comfortably after you stop working, it may be time to actually revisit some of the beliefs that you have, some of the rules of thumb about saving money and investing and retirement. Here on the Money Talk program, I know some people said, geez, we talk an awful lot about issues and challenges related to retirement for those who are approaching it or already in it. But yeah, that's who a lot of our listeners are. We see the demographic numbers. We look at people who are within the sound of my voice here on the program. And it's interesting. It's interesting the challenges that they have and some of the information they really need in order to make good decisions. And granted, for some people saying, well, the trick to successful savings and investing is time. Well, some people don't have as much time as they would like. Now, among the things you can do is looking at things like postponing saving contributions to assuming health insurance and Social Security. The fact that you're thinking that they will have you covered, you're going to want to change some of those beliefs about money almost immediately, or you're going to risk jeopardizing your retirement savings, but jeopardizing your independence in that. Now, there's a bunch of myths. There's some things that people talk about that aren't necessarily true, or they distort some of the planning that you should be doing. One myth deals with whether it's too late to start retirement planning. I don't care how old you are. As soon as you start thinking about it, that's the time you should start dealing with it in a meaningful way. It's a good idea to be obviously contributing to a retirement fund of some sort, whether it's company-sponsored or whether it's something you're doing on your own, and obviously do it as early as you possibly can during your working years. You can start putting away money from your nest egg, really for your nest egg, at any age. One benefit of making contributions to a retirement account when you are when you're at least 50 years of age or older is your contributions limits increase. So you're going to get the opportunity to do a catch-up provision. So the government recognizes, the IRS recognizes, that if you haven't already started saving in a meaningful way by the time you reach 50, you're going to need a little bit of help. You're going to need some encouragement and an opportunity to put more money away. So you're allowed to put $6,000 in catch-up contributions into a 401k plan. That's $6,000 above what you're allowed to put in already. Those are like 403Bs. These are company-sponsored programs as well as government 457 plans. You're also able to put an extra $1,000 into your IRA, traditional as well as Roth IRA. So take advantage of it if you possibly can. Another myth that you got to consider is Medicare. How about the myth of Medicare will cover my health care expenses in retirement? Well, HealthView Insights reports that the total projected lifetime health care cost for a 65-year-old retiring this year in 2017 with Medicare coverage as well as supplemental and dental insurance, the total cost would be roughly about $321,994 as of 2017. A lot of money. According to these projections, that number will grow to about $404,500 when deductibles and hearing and vision costs, copays, dental costs, sharing. If they're all added in, it goes up a little bit. You know, it goes up rather substantially, actually. If you aren't really making a sincere effort to build up your retirement savings now, you may not really have enough in the bank to cover some basic health care costs, even with Medicare and supplemental care. So, again, saving money even in a side type of an account may be very, very important beyond what you normally think. Saving can't hurt. Saving of any kind is beneficial. The think you need to maintain a part-time job, maybe, or rely on another source of income to build up the retirement fund that you have? Not necessarily. You could buy a multi-year guaranteed annuity, for example, that will earn you a guaranteed amount of compound interest for a certain number of years anyway. Jonathan Clements, who's the author of a book called Jonathan Clements, Money Guide 2015, he's one of these people you see on TV once in a while. He tells folks over at the Wall Street Journal that retirees should consider making a series of smaller annuity purchases over the course of a 5 or 10 year period, which you can stop if your health deteriorates, of course. This will also allow you to spread your purchases among multiple insurers, so you diversify a little bit, so you won't be left in the lurch if any one insurer gets into financial trouble, although we would normally be looking to, if you can purchase any kind of an insurance-based product, you should look at the highest-rated companies with Standard & Poor's and AM Best, the rating services. You could buy a 5-year multi-year guaranteed annuity, for example, for a lump sum payment of about $75,000 that's currently sitting in a low-interest savings account. So if you have the lump sum, you could purchase that, and that will guarantee you a stream of income for at least the next 5 years. This would help you build up your savings rapidly and without having to clock in more working hours than you're already doing. We're not great believers in you using what you'd call complicated or expensive insurance products, but there are different strategies you can employ. You can actually remember a pension. I mean, people think about 401ks or IRAs. Those are not really pensions. These are what we call defined contribution plans. The historic definition for pension is a standard, dependable, regular payment to you every month, for example. An annuity fits into that category, though. But a defined benefit pension that many municipalities used to have and some corporations, we're not seeing too many of those around anymore. But there's actually a way for you to create with some of your money a bit of a pension. You could do that with money you've saved up in an IRA or even partial money distributions from a 401k, the lump sum part. And you could use that money within your IRA rollover to purchase with some of the money, not all of it, but some of it, an immediate life annuity. This would pay you a monthly income for the rest of your life, guaranteed by the insurance company. And so you're going to obviously take some time to pick the right insurance company, do your homework. If you're working with a financial advisor, have them do the homework for you. Find yourself a good plan, one that's cost-efficient, one that you understand. As long as you understand, however, though, that what you're typically doing with an annuity contract of this type, yes, you're creating the mechanism of which is very similar to a pension. It does provide that monthly income. Now, the negative to them, of course, is that if you die prematurely, in the type of plan that pays you the most monthly income, it's going to be called a life-only annuity. So that's only your life that is being covered here. So if you paid, even if it was $100,000 or more, into the immediate annuity, yes, you're purchasing with that contract a monthly payment for the rest of your life. Now, if you, God forbid, you die prematurely, car accident, unexpected illness, whatever, then that payment to you stops. So that's the gamble. With annuity payments, with these types of immediate annuities, the gamble is that you're taking the risk that you believe you're going to live forever. Okay, so you're going to be receiving you're turning over that lump sum to the insurance company, but you're expecting a flow of cash for the rest of your life. And that rest of your life could be a very, very long time. And in the end, you could add up all those monthly payments from the insurance company and say, you can actually calculate, at what age am I in the black? At what age have I received back from them the amount that I paid into it, and now they are paying me? Now, they have actuaries. They know how many people on average in certain categories are going to survive and how many are not. So they're obviously in a business over time with a proper group of insureds to make money. But they're gambling that you're going to get hit by a truck the moment you sign the contract. So they know that some people will. They know that some people within your age, your category, male, female, whatever, are not going to survive. They're not going to live long. So you're going to give them a lump sum of money. They'll make a few payments, and then, of course, they get to keep that lump sum that was initially contributed. But that's the guy. I mean, so in this particular case, they're gambling that you're not going to live a long time while you're gambling that you are. But there's some sensibility to this, and I find that the person who is going to purchase an immediate annuity in retirement with some of their retirement money do so because they need the emotional safety. They need the emotional the guarantee, at least guaranteed by somebody, a company, the guarantee that you will have a cash flow, something to add to your dependable sources of income, because bills that you have to pay are going to be paid each and every month, right? So Social Security could fall into your category of dependable sources. A pension that you might have, maybe from the military or from a municipality, that could be another addition to your dependable sources. And if you decide to take some of your saved available capital and purchase an immediate annuity, that could create for you a monthly dependable source of income. Now, you don't want to use all of your money because the amount that they send you, that dollar value, that monthly amount, does not change. It'll be the same amount forever, despite the cost of living and other factors. So you want to know that some of the savings that you do have for retirement must continue to grow to provide a offset for the cost of living in inflation. Folks, you're listening to Don Soa. We're talking about some of the myths that people, you know, don't think through carefully. Some myths that could actually destroy your retirement if you don't consider them by fact. We're going to continue this discussion right after I come back from this break. So please stick around.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Too hot, too cold, too dry, too dusty, or too damp? Sound like your home or business? Call Continental Heating and Cooling, your indoor air quality specialists. Rhode Island's only Lennox Premier dealer and one of the oldest, most respected heating and air conditioning companies. They'll make sure your indoor air quality is the best it can be. Call 233-COOL today to schedule a free evaluation for your home or business. No obligation. Interest-free financing and rebates available. ContinentalENG.com.
Welcome back to What's Your Deal? So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food!
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
This is Money Talk with Don Soa, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And we're back to the Money Talk program, everybody, talking a little bit about some of the myths that have spoiled the opportunity for financial independence in retirement for a lot of people. One of the ones, I mean, some of them sound like common sensibility, but unfortunately they betray us so often. How about, oh, I don't really need to do it right now. I can always make up for what I don't save later. Well, maybe you're waiting for some high-paying job, a big raise, maybe some major attractive returns on some stock investments that you might either have or are going to make, or maybe a financial miracle before you start building up that retirement savings account. But any of those things are typically a big mistake, especially since they're things you can't depend on. The thing that you need to depend upon most is yourself. I mean, if you expect to generate any type of benefit from accounts that can earn you compounding interest, that can actually pay you out an income in the future, you really need to start saving as early as possible. We've talked about that many, many times. Consider speaking to your financial advisor if you have one. If you don't, you should find one. Learn about your best options for contributing to a plan, even if you don't have one that's provided through your work. If you have one that's provided by work, take some time to do your homework and find. Many times your company will actually have a person come in and do a workshop for you to explain a little bit about the plan itself and how it works and maybe how you can take advantage of it. Then there's the issue of how you invest. For example, a lot of people get closer and closer to retirement, and they start deliberately becoming more and more conservative with their choices. They believe, oh, well, geez, I'm close to retirement. I can't be making risky investments just before I retire. Well, you might not have a strong track record of success playing the stock market, if you use that term. I hate to even use it. But you can actually still generate pretty attractive returns on certain types of investments as part of your retirement plan strategy. If you're close to retirement, it's likely that you don't want to turn to, say, high-risk or high-yielding investments necessarily in the event the markets don't perform well enough by your retirement date. Now, at that age, you can afford to make some low-risk investments with a portion of your untouched savings, perhaps. But one option is to participate in a lending platform where you actually loan money to small business owners or to individuals and earn an attractive return on your investment. Now, this type of investment isn't as low risk, say a bank CD, but it can actually help you generate some extra money for your retirement fund sooner than later. Not everybody is eligible for or find these types of investments appropriate, but there are different things you can do. But I mean, if you're working with a financial advisor, that advisor is going to be looking on a regular basis at the way you've allocated your money, at where you stand in relationship to your target for retirement, also talk about the issue of risk and reward. The other thing, and I think it's also very dangerous, and you know, we've been talking about this a lot lately, and that's the idea that you think that, well, I'll be able to live on much, much less than I'm spending now when I'm actually retired, right? I mean, I'm not going to need all that money that I'm spending now. I've even heard financial advisors say that. You know, well, you know, there's some argument to be made that, you know, you don't necessarily have to spend as much money once you're no longer working and go, you know, paying all those expenses that are directly related to the fact that you get up every day and go to work. Now, if your excuse for neglecting your retirement savings is that you don't really need that much money to be happy, or you perhaps expect your cost of living to decrease somehow once you've retired, you could be setting yourself up for a big surprise, a major disappointment when you finally say goodbye to the paycheck that was coming in from your money machine that we called your job. Consider the effects of inflation and any changes in your spending habits in the next few decades. If you plan on doing any traveling, what you say, well, geez, you know, while I'm still young and healthy, this is going to be the time that we would like to do some things and see some places that we never had time for before. You may be planning on moving to a new home, you know, or even relocating to a different part of the country. I don't want to live up here. I don't like the weather. I'd like to get someplace warmer, someplace where the cost of living, you think the cost of living is less. It's likely that you're going to actually need extra funds to make these dreams come true. Then there's unexpected, especially dealing with real estate and moving, the bills that come in that you hadn't planned on. Consider that your mortgage may not be paid off as you might have anticipated on retirement, or that you perhaps acquire a new mortgage or a line of credit, which is not unusual, to cover some of the bills that you have. In 2016, the most recent year of available statistics, housing accounted for 36.5% of average annual expenditures at the age of 75, according to the U.S. Bureau of Statistics, anyway, labor statistics. Now, that's a significant number no matter where you live. That means that the cost of housing was over a third of your average annual expenses. Were you thinking that way? Did you believe that that was the kind of number that you'd be challenged with? Now, if you haven't taken the time to draft a will, that could be problematic, and or to outline exactly how you want your retirement funds handled once you're gone, potentially. I mean, my retirement funds will be managed by my spouse or my partner by default when I die. Is that a good plan? Have you talked to your spouse or partner about that? Really? How do they feel? Do they feel comfortable with it? Does your relationship, if you're working with a financial professional, with an advisor, are you bringing your spouse or your partner with you to those meetings? Do you feel that your wife or your husband or your partner does in fact have a relationship with your financial advisor? Do they know them? Are they comfortable with them? Do they understand what your plan for retirement really is? Well, I'm sorry, you get to age 50. At this point, you should be participating. Encourage your partner, your spouse, to come with you to these meetings. Make sure that they know the person and are comfortable with the person that they might have an opportunity, at least, to be working with. You know, the other thing, too, is to be aware. Make sure that the people that are going to be involved with this know what's there, how you want your retirement funds used, and any other financial assets that you own. What's going to happen with them? Should they be sold? Distributed upon your death? Yes, maybe, no. There's a risk that your significant other may not see your hard-earned dollars. Make sure that you've taken the time to consult with your financial advisor, your planner, to put together clear instructions about the division of assets and information pertaining to your final expenses, for example. What are your final wishes? I mean, the costs can be high. Have you put some money aside for that? It could be anywhere from $7,000 to $12,000. And that's not even a grand funeral arrangement. As you get, you know, closer, you get into these years, this, I would actually take the time, sit, you know, go to a funeral facility, to go to a mortuary that you're familiar with, especially if you know people in the business. Sit down and talk to them. They will advise you. They'll tell you what other people are doing, and they'll also be happy to tell you the mistakes that some people make. You don't want to make the same mistakes. Some of your retirement savings could be used to set up some sort of a trust for that purpose alone, or donated to a charity or a fund of your choice. Lots of things that you need to be doing. But have you looked into also any final arrangements you've already made, such as wills or trusts? Are you aware, for example, that if you said, well, take all of my money and liquidate it, and that money will be available to provide income to my spouse or to this person or to that person? Are you aware that whoever is the beneficiary on your IRA, your 401k, if you've listed a beneficiary, your spouse probably, if you're married, has a proprietary legal interest in that money. But what if the person that you intend to receive the money, what if you're not married? What if there's someone else listed there? What if there's a second marriage situation? Have you already changed the beneficiary information? What happens if your existing beneficiary has already predeceased you? Who's going to get your money? Is the person who's going to receive your money the person you intended? These are all planning decisions. They're not always easy. They're tough. And, you know, if you ask anybody, especially people in the you know, the funeral home business and the life insurance business even, they say people, I've talked to seniors, elderly folk, people in their late 80s and 90s and said, have you made plans for your final arrangements, final plans, final expenses? And they say, oh, no, I'm not really ready to do that. I said, what do you mean you're not ready? How old do you have to be ready? One gentleman who worked at mortuary said to me, he says, Donald, you got to understand this. These people, some of them honestly in their hearts, believe that as soon as they make final arrangements, they're going to die. I actually had a young man tell me once that the reason he didn't buy life insurance, he says, because that's sort of like admitting that I'm going to die. I said, well, you know something? I don't care if you're 25, 35, 100, 105. Sooner or later, you're going to die. The question will be is, what kind of financial burden are you going to leave behind when that occurs? I mean, it's amazing. Folks, we're talking about some of the myths that you've got to get past in order to plan well for your retirement. You want to be financially independent. Folks, a lot of people aren't. We're going to discuss that. We've got another portion of the show to go, so I'll be right back. I'm Don Sowa. This is Money Talk. Stick around.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
195 West is still slowed down from Broadway in East Providence all the way into the 95 merge. And 195 East is also a little slow from 95 out to Broadway in East Providence as well. 95 South is slow from Main Street into the 146 merge and the 610 connector. Very slow in the left lane from Atwells Ave coming to that 95 northbound ramp. Also, 95 North, you're slow from the zoo coming all the way in to the vets. I'm John Gabso with your Right Now Traffic.
Sponsored by TheraWorks. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
This is Money Talk with Don Sowa, exclusively on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And we're back with the Money Talk program, talking about some of the myths that pre-retirees must consider when they're really looking out about their status, what it will be like once I finally retire. Good idea to make some of these decisions. Be aware of the challenges before you get there. How about the one about health insurance? Says, oh, yeah, my health insurance will cover me if I get really sick. If you're diagnosed with a critical illness or get into a serious accident, for example, there's a pretty good chance that your health insurance policy may deny certain claims or only partially pay for certain health care expenses. If you have a plan under perhaps the current Affordable Care Act, you could be paying anywhere from $2,159 to $6,900 in out-of-pocket health costs before you actually meet your deductible. So it's good to study the plans that you have. Some of these plans, remember, have a high deductible in order to keep the monthly premiums low, and that may make good sense to you, and you may be willing to commit to the high deductible until it happens. A major auto accident, major illness unexpectedly that keeps you in the hospital being treated with an acute care situation for a lengthy period of time, it can eat up the so-called deductible pretty fast. And you got to come, that's out of pocket. It may be unexpected. You may not be well positioned to do that. If it's during your working years, maybe it can make up the difference. If it's once you've retired, it can be problematic. Being diagnosed, for example, with cancer or other serious health conditions means you could also be paying for many medical services that are not even covered by some of these plans. If you don't have money set aside for medical or perhaps health emergencies, or perhaps some type of critical illness insurance, that, and we don't necessarily recommend people get that kind of specific insurance, but you may end up struggling with medical debt, in the years to come. Just be aware of it. Understand your plans. Understand what the challenges will be, and understand what can come out of your pocket as part of that mix. Now, I was mentioning it before about the idea of looking at final expenses. Having a burial plot, talking to a funeral home, actually even having a contract established in advance. So there's lots of different ways you can approach it well in advance. Maybe it's a good plan. You also don't want to be making those types of decisions and plans at the very, very last minute, or leaving the plans and decisions to someone else. It can be a great emotional burden. So again, planning is good no matter what the situation is, but that idea of, I'm not ready to have that kind of a discussion, I'm not ready to talk about that, or maybe I'm too young to be thinking about retirement. I mean, it's all those sorts of denial things. Baby boomers assumed to be retirees typically have retirement planning at the top of their agenda, I hope. But what about millennials and perhaps younger generations than that? If you expect to build up a substantial retirement plan, retirement fund, a few decades from now, your best bet is to start early, to start now. Do not wait till you are, as I used to say with my metaphor, up on the hill looking down into the valley at the Emerald City. You can already see that it's there. No, you have to be planning for it back when you're in Munchkin Land and they're saying, okay, follow the yellow brick road. But really what that really means is start collecting yellow bricks or gold. Putting away a percentage of your monthly income into a retirement plan as early as in your late 20s and early 30s means that you can actually take advantage of several years of compounding growth and compounding interest, and with little to much, much less risk than you would if you're thinking of running out of time. Bottom line, it's never too late, never too early to start saving. And Albert Einstein said compounding interest, compounding growth is like the eighth wonder of the world. Very important stuff. Another myth to be considered about is, how about, well, I've been contributing to my 401k plan for years, so that's probably enough, right? Not really. If you've been taking advantage of automatic enrollment for a 401k plan through your employer, you've probably been contributing about 3% of your income towards your retirement fund. However, that's not going to be enough. One professor at the American College suggested that 15% contribution rate for a 35-year-old who plans to retire at age 65 would be more appropriate. Now, how do you get 15% in there? Well, maybe you are putting in 9 or 10% out of your pay and your company's matching the difference to get you up to the number that you need to be at. You may not be able to get to pump in immediately when you start that job and open that plan. You may not be able to put in 10% or 11% right away, but you can build your way up to that over time as you get raises. Very important. You have to, I realize everybody has financial priorities, buying a home, educating your kids, but all those things, or paying off student loans and credit card debt, they may appear to be higher priorities because they are present. They're in front of you. You see them. You get the bills, depending upon your age, of course, and your life stage. But retirement contributions need to be a part of your financial plan today, regardless of where you are financially. Even if you're only making a modest contribution, you should be putting some money away for retirement in addition to these other shorter-term current priorities. That's money that is going to your future. It's for you. And literally, you could allow yourself to mortgage your retirement if you put too much emphasis on short-term and intermediate-term loans or obligations. Keep in mind that most retirement savings accounts are tax-deferred also, so you could actually protect this money from income taxes as you build your retirement. You're using pre-tax dollars in many cases. Another thing, too, is that I don't mention this as the most important issue, but in a great many states here in this country, money that is in your IRA or your 401k plan, your 403b, is sheltered from your creditors. So if you were in a car accident, yeah, maybe you can be sued for other monies, other resources you have, but they're not going to go after the money inside of your retirement plan. Only the IRS can go after those dollars. So that means pay your bills to the IRS. Now, you don't need to actually wait for perfect market conditions. The issue of, oh, the market's not doing well right now, maybe I should wait. You don't wait for those conditions to build up your retirement funds. While some people do wait for signs of a stronger economy before pursuing high-risk investments as part of a plan, you still have plenty of options with lower and intermediate-risk plans. Contributing a stable, consistent amount of money on a regular basis into mutual fund-type portfolios is called dollar-cost averaging. And what happens when the share prices come down in a correction or an adjustment, your actual contribution will be buying more shares. That's a good thing. And eventually, of course, the share price will go back up again. You'll own more shares at a higher price. Now, you've been seeing a chunk of your paycheck going towards Social Security, month after month, a benefit that could provide you with one source of, course, stable income when you stop earning money. I do agree. I think it's very important. However, several government studies and reports indicate that Social Security funds may run out by 2035. Many factors can be attributed to the depletion of the fund, including long life expectancies and increased in the number of retirees in a small working age population. However, I think that reforms that will take place, which will mean more money coming out of paychecks from existing workers to fund existing Social Security liabilities, is certainly going to be part of that. And yes, it's also entirely possible that in order to make the plan overall more solvent, there may be some sort of means testing, which suggests that people who don't actually have an overwhelming specific financial need for a Social Security benefit may find their benefits reduced because they have plenty of income from other sources. Oh, let's hope we're not... Well, I hope you're in that situation. I hope you're making so much money that you actually don't need Social Security. But I have a feeling Social Security will be around a lot longer than you think. Folks, I'm Don Sowa. You're listening to the Money Talk program. Tune in tomorrow. Donna Allard will be here with me. We'll have Get Back to Basics right here on AM 790. We'll be right. Have a good evening in the meantime.